a swim.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not the swim, and not the woman on the lift. Now what do you think about the whole thought of Jesus? I got the bunny hat, all the bunny woman all about. Got the muscle man, get ready for a new smash. It's a swim. It's a swim. It's a swim. Keep it safe. Keep your foot up to the river. It's a swim.
Hi, Jim.
It's a swim. It's a swim. It's a swim. Keep it safe. Keep your foot up to the river. It's a swim.
Hi, Jim.
Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
Hey, it's Stop Hitting Yourself for, what is today, Monday, April 15th? Oh my God, it's tax day. Maybe I should have done a tax day show, maybe not. Anyway, I am back. Thank you, Georgie Girl, for running the show last week. Thanks again to Mr. Fab for filling in the week before that. We're back to the wackiness and few doubles from different people and one triple. Nothing to do with baseball. That's another show. Okay, here we go.
This is
Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
In 1776, our land had been overrun by a tyrant. And in this time of need, the country was saved by the Minutemen. Now, in the year 1965, our land has again been overrun by the same tyrant. But this time, it will be saved by the exterminators.
Hello, you lucky people. This is Freddie Blassie, 5-time former World's Heavyweight Wrestling Champion, who is very quiet and unassuming, as you well know. This is the greatest man that ever stepped in a squared circle, because that's where we separate the men from the boys. And as you folks well know, I've done this many, many, many times. Separate the men from the boys. I've proven to you who is the man, who is the greatest. That is, without a doubt, Freddie Blassie.
But, Mr. Blassie, what about the...
Just a minute, you pencil-necky. Don't interrupt me, you geek, you. When the great Freddie Blassie's talking, I don't want to have a little pencil-neck geek like you come along and interrupt me. Now, I know all these dinglings out there want to listen to me. They're all frustrated. They're trying to keep all their women back. They don't want none of their women out there to listen to me, because I can readily understand why they all do a double take when a great Freddie Blassie walks down the street, because this is the first time they're seeing a great one in their town and in their presence. And that's why I say, all you gals come out tonight when Freddie Blassie's wrestling in your hometown. Come out and see God's gift to women. You know, I should have been born triplets, because I've got more personality, more technique, more finesse than one person should have. And that's why I say I should have been born triplets, because I can do anything 1,000 times better than anyone else, be it from the art of committing mayhem to the art of wrestling to the art of making love. In other words, I am the best. You understand that, you pencil-neck geeks? That's the reason why you sit home trying to have your women turn off that TV when Freddie Blassie comes on that idiot box. But that's what you are. You're an idiot by not letting your women come out. Come out and see Freddie Blassie. You can look, but don't touch. You know what I mean? Like I said, I love to win. I've always been a winner. That's why I won a World's Heavyweight 5 times. I said if my own mother, my own grandmother, stood in my line of path on me to win a match, I'd punch either one of them in the nose, kick them both in the groin, stomp on them, kick their teeth out, and I'd say, you old broad, get out of my way. And I'd kick my grandmother for a field goal. I'm telling you, I hate a loser. That's the reason I've always been a winner. And that's why I say, when you see Blassie, he's the best. Where these other pencil-neck geeks end, that's where I begin. That's right. That's why they say I'm nice and cool, calm, and collected. But when a ding-a-ling comes in and tries to interrupt me when I'm talking, that's when I get riled up. You people out there know I'm great. I know I'm great. So why should a ding-a-ling like this come in and interrupt me? Because you want... Here he goes again! There he goes again. Listen, fella, you better put your tail between your legs. You're getting me so excited now, I'm getting double twisted up. You know, I'd sooner be a king in hell than be a stooge in heaven. That's always been my motto. I don't care how you win, just so you win. Because I love a winner. I hate a loser. And I hate these mealy-mouthed guys crying to the referee saying that Blassie's too rough. Blassie's too rough. If you can't stand it, don't get in a ring with me. Because I've said many times, we separate the men from the boys in that squared circle. And as far as a referee, to me, he's nothing. He's like the fifth post in the middle of the ring. They're all blind. None of them can count over two. They don't know the rules. They don't know anything. I'm the fella that broke every rule in the book. I'm the fella that wrote the book. And that's the reason why I know how to get by with all these legal tactics. And that's the reason why I say no referee can ever catch the great Freddie Blassie doing anything illegal in that ring. And that's why all the women love me. That's the reason I'm surrounded by all these broads. What do you think I got these diamond rings on me from? Well, in a crack of... Gary goes again. Get this idiot out of the room. Get him out of this room. Because if he don't leave, I guarantee you, I'm going to take this microphone and wrap it around his neck. And when I get through with him, they'll be calling him Hildegard. I guarantee his drawers are too tight, and it is crotch, and he's got a funny voice. He talks like a woman. You know what I'm talking about? This guy, when he was born, his mother was happy, and his father was happy. Because his mother wanted a girl, and his father wanted a boy, and they were both happy the day he was born. You know what I'm talking about? In other words, he's right on the borderline. Give him a little shove, and he's going to go either way.
I got my ball to my buffalo.
Put too hard. makes my back crack. Makes my liver quiver. I'm giving it all I got. I'm doing it good like I knew I could. Puts a dip in my hip. Boogaloo, boogaloo, I gotta do it just for you.
You're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with Greg Space Brother Bishop on Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU.
Look. non scordare di guardare verso il cielo prontamente, ricordare per sempre la strada fortunata, la discesa illuminata, la salita faticante, il premio strabiliante per la nostra dura lotta. Mai dovrai abbandonare se tu aspiri a trionfare nel duello per la vittoria. Mai vorrà più fermare la mia corsa veloce per perterrita verso il cielo, le stelle, il sole da lassù, da là in già, dentro a me nessun dubbio, non c'è, nessun già, ecco qua, più nessuna pietà, la forza, il potere più grande che c'è, nessuno vorrà più fermare questa invincibile, inarrestabile, forse impossibile, arrivabile, ecco che da lassù scende sempre più giù, la mia mente si spalda verso l'infinito, ecco il quinto già più forte di te, non mi puoi più fermare.
I did not know that Joe Sandolo could play guitar. That's actually Joe playing, was Joe playing on that track. I want entire albums of Joe Sandolo, please. That was Stella Polare, which I think means North Star. Before that, Mafia Killer by Joe. Three from Oingo Boingo, very early Oingo Boingo, 1979 to 81. When I saw them, 81, the first concert I went to in L.A. for free. Forbidden Zone from the film, but it was a demo they did of the Forbidden Zone song. Before that, Teenage Monster. Before that, Louise, partially in French. Two from Jane Mansfield. One of them, Suey, the last one played, had Jimi Hendrix on guitar because they had the same manager at the time. They weren't in the studio at the same time. The music was recorded, and I think Mansfield came in and did her vocals later. Before that, the flip side of that record from 1967, I think it was. Oh, and the record wasn't released. I think originally it wasn't released because Jane Mansfield died within a year after that, less than a year, as the clouds drift by. Before that, somebody calling themselves Obscurist Vinyl. I think the person just takes AI and does very good arrangements. I glued my balls to my butthole again. Mr. Fab said Dono played that last week without a artist attribution, so I found one. No Bout a Doubt It from Freddie Blassie's, I believe, 1977 album. Freddie Blassie, King of Men. And starting off everything was the Declaration of Independence 65 by the Exterminators, a right-wing rock and roll song from back then. Kick Out the British. We will continue, and Here's a Georgie girl again who made these wonderful IDs for me. Thanks for being here. Hi, Sim. Hi, Mr. Fab. And anybody else that's listening, pipe up. Pipe in the chat room.
Are you still hitting yourself? Absolutely disgraceful behavior.
As you lie there and listen to my voice, you know that I am your friend, and so you can rest now. You will listen to my voice, and you will remember everything I say, because you know we love you, we want you, and we need you, and your family is very proud of you. You will listen to my voice, and you will rest quietly. You can do everything I tell you, and remember everything I tell you. You know we love you, and we want you, and we need you, and you are safe in our care. So when you are happy, we are proud of you. All children stop sometime each day to wash themselves, because everyone looks so good when they are clean. And you are clean and careful because you want to be clean. How nice you look and how proud everyone is of you. New toys look so nice and new clothes look nice. And you like to help by keeping your things as nice and clean as they should be. And the best way to keep your things that way is to always put your things away when you are through playing with them. You can be real proud of yourself and real proud that your things are nice and clean and always put away. Then everyone will know that you are growing up. Yes, you can be sure that when you pick up your things and try to keep yourself clean, that you are helping. You are growing up. You are happy that you can help. You are so happy you are growing up. You like growing up. Everyone has things they like very much. And you do too. And when everyone sees how well you keep your toys and things, your whole family will be proud of you. Yes, proud that you can do all the things they want you to. You will be happy.
I was doing fine till you came along. I was breaking a good scene. Everything went wrong.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Ship, packed up a suitcase and took a trip. When he landed on Earth, he gave a little blip and said,
"Take me to your leader before I flip. Take me to your leader. Take me to your president. Take me to your leader."
He said he had a message from his government.
Where did you come from? Up in the air? Do you dig rock and roll or are you square?
He pulled out his ray gun and said with a glow,
"Either take me to your leader or to Bridget Bardot. Ba 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 boom. Take me to your leader. Take me to your president. Take me to your leader."
Said he had a message from his government.
White House, and then he went to see the man who's president. He came running back out saying,
"What does he mean? I'm not purple, I'm green, green, green. I like long shorts. Take me to your leader. Take me to your president. Take me to your leader."
He said he had a message from his government.
Now that's it.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. When it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Here's a little Valium set before we finish.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lines you heard the night before. Though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. Right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night is so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
Home,
see Jamaica moon above. It won't be long till I see my love. He'll take me in his arms, and then I'll tell him I'll never leave again.
Yeah, a minute and a half is forever in radio, but I'll find out that it's quickly not a minute and a half. It's Stop Hitting Yourself. Let us do the back announce on that little set. That was Julie London with Louie Louie. I've played that a bunch. Really the most Valium version of that ever, and the most Valium version of Something Stupid by Carson and Gayle from the late 60s. Before that, there's A Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. That was written by the Sherman Brothers and featuring Rex Allen. I have a personal connection to Rex Allen. My late wife was, her grandfather was married to a woman, and after her grandfather died, her grandmother married Rex Allen. So I've got a little bit. I've got what, 2 degrees of separation? One. Before that, too, from the Black Lodge Singers, Old MacDonald Had a Farm, and Mickey Mouse from their Powwow Songs albums. Take Me to Your Leader by the Lancers. Yes, Chipmunks, Aliens, as Mr. Fab said. The Endless Pulse with Nowhere Chick. The Buzz, You're Holding Me Down. Boyd Rice and Daniel Miller with Cleanliness and Order from the Darker Scratcher album from the early 80s. Thanks for listening. Please stay. Don't go anywhere. Hysterica and Some Weird Sins coming up. So stay for that. Stay for the rest of the day. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And you can go back to hitting yourself.
Give me some reaction. Give me some reaction. Give me some reaction. Give me some reaction. Give me some action tonight. see the night, I got my mind on a twist. Free on the rider, pulling my wrist. Exploring to the night, I got my mind on a twist. Oh, give me action, give me some reaction. Give me, gotta give me some action tonight.
We'll be right back.